Thank you. Always my pleasure. Nice to be with you.
All right. Let's start with this. Look, you build a lead. You got things going really well for you. But in the end, where did the wheels come off the wagon for this team?
There are several answers. One is the quarterback, and I'm a huge Carson Wentz fan, just sure. did not recognize what was happening in front of him, particularly with his own offensive line, and didn't recognize the need to get rid of the ball. So, two, the head coach, I think, did a poor job of calling plays once Washington realized it could just bust through this Eagles tissue-thin offensive line. He didn't have Wentz on the move. He didn't do quick slants. He didn't change his game plan, which, you know, good coaches, I like Doug, but he didn't coach well. Good coaches change the strategy on the fly when they have to. And three, as they keep saying, the offensive line was just a mess. Without Lane Johnson, they just were in trouble at right tackle, at right guard. Jason Peters had a really poor game at left tackle. And put all that together, they got the heebie-jeebies, and they were just done.
So Lane Johnson, I believe, is back this week. I believe Miles Sanders has a good chance of being back this week. So I talked about the domino effect of what went wrong. Can Johnson and Sanders create a domino effect in the other direction?
They can if they are actually able to play well. You know, there's one thing being able to get in the game, and then there's another thing being able to play well. And I have sure. faith they're both terrific players. You know, the thing with Lane Johnson is he aggravated this ankle thing he's had for a while, a high ankle sprain. He got this medical procedure that typically you're out 4 to 6 weeks. He's coming back in 3 weeks. I'm sure they're going to shoot him up with lidocaine. I'm sure he's going to tough it out. Is he going to be effective? I don't know. He better be. It's Aaron Donald playing against him, who's better than anybody had in Washington, better than Chase Young, and Washington's got a great defense. Miles Sanders, from reports, is pretty good. It was a hamstring. He seems to be pretty well healed. They need to establish a run game. And look, you guys saw Miles Sanders before we ever saw him. Miles Sanders was terrific last year, and I expect him to have a very good game against the Rams.
Well, yeah, it's more than that, because it gives Wentz a safety valve checkdown guy that can gain some yards for you if it breaks down up front. So it's more than just his ability to run the ball, as you know, Glenn.
Yeah, and the other thing he did last year pretty well for a rookie was he picked up the rush, and he picked up the blitz.
Yeah.
And Boston Scott had a really tough time last week. He whiffed a few times on rushers. And so that hurt a lot. The Eagles for years have had very good blocking backs. You know, you think of Brian Westbrook, you think of LeSean McCoy. You don't think of guys who are back there blocking. Both of them were very good at that. And Sanders showed promise last year. So, yeah, you need him to catch the ball, you need him to run the ball, and you need him to block. And he does all those things better than Boston Scott.
Yeah, all right. So what about the receivers? They have to have the ability to make a tough catch when the ball's put there. But of course, he has to release the ball first, getting back to your point. How tough has this been not being at full strength at wide receiver at times?
Well, they got a bunch of young kids, and that's where they're going. Jalen Reagor had one very nice catch for, I think it was 55 yards last week. You know, I mean, he really tracked the ball and caught it, and that was something that was impressive. Ward is there for the short catches, but you got nothing out of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, you know, who was a high draft pick last year. He was just invisible. They didn't even target him once the other day. And as much as everybody got excited about DeSean Jackson coming back, he was a non-factor in the game as well. He didn't play a lot. They appear to be pacing him because he gets hurt so often. They just don't want to overuse him, but he didn't help you on the sidelines. And other than your tight ends, and you have two good tight ends, it's a very, very poor wide receiving core.
Yeah, and that's a big problem. There's no getting around it. Something that was hidden in the Rams' victory over Dallas on Sunday night to me was this. The Rams' defense didn't have to play a lot of plays. They didn't play a lot of minutes. The Rams were methodical in the way they moved the ball and kept possession of the ball. What do the Eagles have to do up front against this team to get them off? And to me, you got to make Goff win the game because I don't think he's good enough to do it. Okay, that's just me.
I mean, I agree, and I think that Sean McVay has done a nice job of transitioning that team from a pass team to a team that's, you know, the short, quick passing game, but running the ball. They ran the ball more than they passed the other day, and that's not the Rams that we're used to. And they played ball control, as you mentioned, against the Cowboys. They did a very good job of that. The Eagles are going to have to stop the run. You know, Eagles were pretty good at stopping the run last year. I don't know what this team is yet. Nobody does, because we didn't get to see any preseason, any camp. We just only saw that first game against Washington. And as bad a loss as that was, I don't put much of it on the defense. Would have been nice if they'd made a stop. Would have been nice if Fletcher Cox had shown up. I don't think he did yet. But it was more of an offensive breakdown than anything. But the Rams suddenly have this short pass, strong run game, and that's what the Eagles are going to have to stop.
There's no question about that. You mentioned trying to control Donald. What kind of influence do you think Ramsey has on the game? I think, you know, I think he's $104 million good? No. But do I think he's really good? Yeah. I mean, he's really good, but not Glenn. He's not the best corner.
Yeah, I don't know who's $104 million good, to be honest with you. But
he's not the best corner I've seen in my career.
I hear your point. And I think Aaron Donald could well be the best defensive player in the NFL. Maybe it's Bosa. Maybe Watt. But I don't even think it's Watt anymore. Aaron Donald probably is it right now. But they got that shutdown corner in Jalen Ramsey, and shutdown corners are a rare, valuable commodity. And he's big, and he's tough. And the Eagles wide receivers are not particularly big or tough. And the Eagles just have to stay away from him because he's going to ragdoll these wide receivers. And they just, you know, he's going to accomplish what coaches love, which is to have a cornerback that essentially takes out one guy and that's it. You're just not going to throw at him. You're going to go the other way. And I suspect if I'm Doug Peterson, I just look at where he is on the field. Or I tell Carson Wentz, look at where he is on the field and go the other way.
Look, he's physical and he's long. I mean, those are attributes, you know, physical, of course, that you can teach. Long, you can't teach. And he does have all of that. That makes a big difference in it. The Eagles got the lead, couldn't maintain the lead. Now, we know the Detroit Lions have this problem. I think it's worse when you lose to Mitchell Trubisky doing it.
That was a painful one, yes.
Yes, very painful. But what do the Eagles have to do once they get the lead? How do they need to think? How do they need to play? How aggressive do they need to be?
Well, Doug can be overly aggressive. Doug went for it. I like aggressive Doug Peterson. So what I'm about to say is in a sense hypocritical because, you know, Doug Peterson's the guy who threw the Philly special into the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots, right?
That's right.
Doesn't get gutsier than that, and they won that Super Bowl. So I applaud that, but he had a 4th-and-5 at the 46 with the lead and a good punter, and his offensive line wasn't doing well, and he went for it last week, and they didn't get it, and I think he got sacked, and that really hurt him. So if he gets the lead, I don't want Doug to go into a shell. I'm not saying that. But rely on your tight ends. Again, just throw it to Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz all day because they'll be open all day. And assuming that Miles Sanders is healthy, just give it to Miles Sanders. And do that, kill some clock, and they will win this game at home. Eagles are very good at home. Of course, home is different this year than it was in the past. Not going to be anybody there. But Rams are traveling across the country. Get the lead, make the Rams tire out the Rams, and everything will be okay in Philadelphia.
There we go. And that's what we need, everything to be okay in Philadelphia. Glenn, thanks so much. Always appreciate your time and the great work you do.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. You take care.